In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and happy Saturday once again. I hope that you are doing well. Hope you're having a good weekend. Today is day 34, which means that we are 1 week from Easter weekend. A week from today is Holy Saturday, and so we are entering our final week together for season 3 of Common Prayer as we finish up our journey through Lent. And I hope that it has been as fruitful a time for you as it has been for me. I know these little moments of prayer, these moments of stepping away from the regular rhythm of life to get into a little bit of ourselves as well as the presence of God has been so fruitful for me. And we're excited to have been doing this with you all. And I know I love hearing stories from so many of you about the way that you've been engaging this season. So thank you for joining us. Well, our word for today is the word will. And I want to spend a moment in the presence of God right now, spending that minute in silence, and bring your head around this idea of will, of freedom of will. And we're going to look at a text from Matthew 26, one of my favorite, most poignant scenes in Scripture, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's wrestling with his own will. So, but before we get there, let's spend a minute in the quiet, recognizing the presence of God. Our scripture reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 26, verses 38 through 39. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, it is possible. May this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." You know, one of the most unique and I think special gifts that's been given to us is our will. It's, you know, each of us are relatively free to make decisions and choices to cause things to happen that otherwise would not occur, to act for either good or for evil. I mean, that is our will. That is our freedom and ability to do that. And that, I think, speaks to it how critical an understanding of our will is, because it can bring about both good and evil. You know, in some ways, it's the defining point of the world we live in. I mean, we have the freedom to make those choices, the freedom that leads to great good, great ill. And so often, you know, if we're honest with ourselves, our will is torn between good and bad. I mean, we live divided lives that are fragmented between positive and negative, healthy and unhealthy, broken and whole. And that's just what takes place within us. I mean, as we make these decisions, those affect those around us that then cause other reactions and other decisions. I'm reminded of one of my favorite authors who speaks about frustration and sin as disrupting the range of your effective will. I mean, all of us have a sort of range, a decision that can reach beyond ourselves. And if we choose those out of selfish ambition, out of selfish gain, and they affect those negatively around us, and it ripples out beyond that. I mean, our will has consequences. The decisions we make have consequences. And because we live such divided lives, so often Jesus is trying to integrate our whole self towards the trajectory of his way. I mean, this is the process of discipleship. This is the process of spiritual formation. You know, I'm reminded of Soren Kierkegaard's famous saying that the purity of heart is to will one thing. Purity of heart is to will one thing. Again, this, I think, is what we see so clearly in the example of Jesus today. Not my will, but yours be done. See, that example we see in Jesus is a purity of heart, willing one thing alone, and that is to do the will of his Father, God. It is an example of a fully integrated life, one that finds its rest solely in the loving will of God. See, God has a will for our lives. The heart of our journey as Jesus followers, I mean, it really lies in learning how to surrender our will to God. It is how do we live with that purity of heart to will one thing, and that thing be the work of God. Again, this is what spiritual formation is about. It is the formation and the movement from a divided heart that's bent towards our own will, that's in conflict with God and those around us, to the purity of heart that is devoted to the one thing. And again, Jesus is such a beautiful model of this. In the same way that Jesus in that moment invites surrender in his own life, or he demonstrates surrender, he invites us to surrender as well. I mean, over and over, you see Jesus demonstrate this single-mindedness, this wholehearted abandon to the will of God. And you know, what's so fascinating to me about this particular text, Jesus in Gethsemane, you know, which again is moments before he's arrested, moments before he goes to the cross, and he's so overwhelmed. There's such a raw humanity in Jesus in this moment. He recognizes what's to come, and he's overwhelmed by sorrow. But have you ever considered the fact that when Jesus prays this prayer, this raw, honest, humble prayer, that God and Jesus could have arranged things completely different? I mean, there's no reason why God and Jesus couldn't have figured out another way to go about this thing. And listen, we would have never known. We would have never known about this moment. But what we do see is Jesus so connected to the Father, so moved by being an integrated, whole, pure individual bent towards the will of God, that he steps through this humility, this raw honesty. See, Jesus' submission to God leading is the example of the call for all of us to realize that our lives are not our own. Our will, our effective ability to make decisions is not all our own. It is meant to draw us towards the presence and work of God. Surrendering our will to God does not mean that we have no will of our own, but it does mean we surrender. It means that our deepest desires to discern, follow, and act upon what God wants on our lives is surrendered to him. So today, our daily practice is a pretty simple one. I just want you, and we'll do this now too, is throughout the day at different points today, as an expression of your desire to choose God's will for your life, to just sit quietly in God's presence and clench your fist tightly. And then as you meditate on the presence of God, slowly open your hands to the Lord. So let's try that now. Wherever you are, you're sitting, maybe you're walking. Just want to invite you to take a few deep breaths. And as you do, hold your fist tightly in your lap or on your desk. And as you sit with your fist tightly clenched, I want you to pray those same words that Jesus prayed. Not my will, but yours be done. And as you pray that, maybe a few more times over, slowly loosen your clenched fist to an open hand before God. Not my will, but yours be done. As you open your hands, may it represent your life, your will, your heart, that it's opening up to God. Not my will, but yours be done. Pray that one more time. Not my will, but yours be done. Amen, church. We'll see you next week.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.